Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's a charge on my card that comes from this number or has this number, and I have no idea what it is.
May I start out by getting that zip code to see if I can locate that account?
The zip code 78415.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Lisa, L-I-Z-A, Robles, R-O-B-L-E-Z.
I thank you for that information. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
5018 Casper Street. That's Casper with a K. Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay. I thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I locate this account, please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Alrighty, I was able to locate an account for you, and I do see that you paid the $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling. You entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And the $56.95 that you're being billed is your entry into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win that mixer. And that $56.95 gives you 10 chances each month that you are enrolled to have a chance to be a winner of that KitchenAid mixer. The $7.95 was a deposit because if you are the winner of it, then that means your shipping and handling is already paid for, and that's how you will receive your item. What you're being billed is your entry fee. Each month that you are entered, they are billing you that $56.95 to be entered into that sweepstakes. I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you counseled out of this if you'd like.
Yes, because that was like a few months back, and I haven't even noticed if they've been charging me this amount every month, but I didn't notice today because it came through my phone because there's a security thing that's been going around and the bank is like checking everybody's account. So it popped up on my screen today, and I went like, wow, what is this? And I remember that, but that said it was free. It never said that it was going to charge you no money or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. It was that $7.95 shipping and handling that you paid was it entered you into that sweepstakes. But each month you are enrolled into that sweepstakes, it did bill you that $56.95, which guarantees you 10 entries to still be in the running to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. I successfully gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that, which took effect immediately, and I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yeah, let me get my pen.
Sure.
And they'll put that money back in my account?
I can issue that last charge that they billed you. I can issue that refund of $56.95 to go back to the account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account.
Okay. I would have known the other one. I would have done it a long time ago. Cause, man, you know what? I never got my mix. I don't have to pay for it. And I got it.
Ma'am?
No.
All righty. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 261-023-039.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, so they won't charge me no more in that account?
No, ma'am, that cancellation did take effect immediately, and as I said, that refund, it does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days to post back to that account.
All righty, sweetie. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.